coffee needs.
All right, welcome back as we all catch our breath here at the CN Center. The Cougars climb back and win with a pair of late goals from Riley Height that give the Cougars a 3-2 win on a Friday night against the Portland Winterhawks. We are now pleased to be joined by the general manager and head coach, Mark Lamon. Mark, I think that game, just as advertised, when you look at the big picture here, and your guy, 27, really turns this game upside down and gives your group a win, but a lot to unpack. Maybe just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench here tonight.
Yeah, it had a lot. Obviously, a real good hockey game. Two really good teams going at it, and that's what you should get, you know, as a fan when you watch these two teams. But, you know, they got in penalty trouble early, and we couldn't convert on the power play. And, you know, you know it's going to come back, and they're going to get some power plays, and they got a really good one. And, you know, they get a couple goals on it, and then we get one on it. It was just back and forth. And, you know, I liked our, after we got that, that tire, I really liked how our team responded, and we hemmed them in there.
I always mention to you how you are even keel. But in a game like this, do you allow yourself to be excited just like the fan or the player were? Or even with this kind of a dramatic victory, do you still try to keep that even keel about you?
No, you got to be thinking. You got to be ready all the time. You know, I'm excited all the time. You know, hockey's a great game, and you got to be. You know, it's just fun. And you know, when it gets intense like that, you got to be ready. But I really liked how the guys, you know, they responded. You know, our power play didn't get anything. They didn't get frustrated. They tried doing some different things and some different formations, and it ended up working.
Yeah, well, I was gonna kind of ask about that, about your power play. I think, you know, frustrating. The power play for sure, but when you needed it most, it was able to come through here tonight.
Yeah, you know, and you don't want the guys to dip into that frustration, but we had some really good looks in the first period. We just didn't score, so you got to put it in perspective.
This is a character win. You had been 20-0 when leading after two periods. You're now 21-0, but that streak was in jeopardy because they went ahead 2-1. But you found a way against a really good team. Those are the character wins, and that's something that has to be forefront in your mind.
Yeah, I know. These are tough games to play, and you know, to win in dramatic fashion is one thing. So it's all exciting, but when you're taxing a lot of guys, and you know, especially the two big lines on both teams, you know, that's some really good hockey, those matchups. But you know, I just like Foster's line was excellent tonight. Like they went out there and they did their job, and they could have scored a few goals, and just need to get them out there more.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you got them out there, when you were able to, it seemed like they did a lot of good things. I also wanted to ask about Josh Ravensburg, and boy, did he make a ton of 10-pel saves tonight to keep your group in it. Name the game second star, and my goodness, what a night from 31.
Yeah, no, he played great. Great, you know, for 60 minutes, and, you know, we're getting to know that out of both our goalies, that they're both high-end goalies, and we have the best goaltending in the league.
All right, so it's a 2-2 tie. You guys have all the pressure. Mike Johnson, a very experienced coach, I said, called a timeout very wisely because of the pressure. But yet, after the timeout, it was like there wasn't a timeout. You just kept that pressure on. Could the team sense, I don't know if Portland was tiring or panicking or what for a really good team, but you could just sense that it was all Cougars at the end. Did you get that feel, even though they called the timeout, that you were going to get your chances?
Well, when they called the timeout, it was a smart timeout, and then we just kept going. And, you know, that's our team. You know, we've been in these situations, and we play hard when we're down. And the guys, it was just the will to win.
And I feel like there's so much momentum now, right? You go into tomorrow, it's Indigenous Night. This place is going to be sold out and rocking. And, boy, just exciting times right now, it seems like, especially this weekend.
Yeah, you know, momentum. Like, we'll deal with that tomorrow, right? Like, we got to, you know, get some food, get some rest, do the same things, do the right things, prepare for tomorrow.
But you have to admit, watching that film either tonight or tomorrow and watching it over and over again, it's a lot more fun when you know this kind of an end result.
Oh, always. Yeah, winning's fun.
Well said, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Congrats on a real character victory tonight, and best of luck tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
GM and head coach Mark Lamb after a thriller here tonight at the CN Center. And we have another guest that is throwing the headset on right now, and that is, I guess he's got the clutch gene. I think it's safe to say that. Riley Height now joining us here in the postgame show. Riley, we were chatting before the game. You said you had something special tonight, and boy, two goals in the final minutes against one of the top teams in the league is pretty dang special, and boy, that one's got to feel really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just a character win. I think that's we've been looking forward to this weekend for a long time now, and you know, I mean, it's had a pretty good start there, and to be honest, I think our bottom six carried our way here tonight, and they really set the pace for us. Our power play finally got one at the end, which is helpful, and I know Bergs was obviously really good again.
I want to go back actually to the first period. You took a hit behind the Portland end, and it looked like the wind was knocked out or whatever, but you didn't really miss a shift or anything. Was that a little bit concerning at that time, or just a little wind, because you certainly picked things up as the game went on?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just I might have got knocked out for a sec. Actually, I didn't really know what was going on, so I just took my time going back, and then I just got my breath and I was good.
Your thoughts on the power play tonight? Obviously, frustrating when you look at it. It was 0-for-6, but you guys didn't seem too frustrated.
Didn't get one at the end there?
You did get one. Oh, you're teeing me up here.
It was 0-for-6 until...
Until the 7th.
Until the 7th, yes.
And then you do get one at the end. I was just going to ask, how important was it to not get frustrated and then you end up getting one at the end?
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, we have, a really good power play, and, teams are going to pre-scout us and stuff, and, we had a totally different look there, from video, so we just had to, try to adapt, and also, give credit to their goalie. He made a lot of good saves. We could have had a couple in the first, but, we just tried to switch it up there in the third, and it worked out. So.
It's interesting. The goal you scored that tied the game came from a tough angle, and, sometimes those things happen. You carried the momentum. Did you sense, as the third period was going on, the later stages, that you guys were definitely taking over the game, and hopefully from your point of view it would be a matter of time, and eventually it was?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly felt like that. Building was into it, and we're just trying to obviously message him between second and third is right there, and we tried to sit in the box, we got a bit of penalty trouble, and then they got a couple power goals on us, and that set us back. But once we got that, obviously that goal is huge again, I said, and it was about time it comes. I missed a couple wide open nets again today, so I need that one.
You just look at this game, you talk about your bottom six guys and how they carried you, and we were talking with Mark also, especially I think Foster's line, every time it seemed they got opportunities, they flourished, and that had to be good to see. The depth of this team is really incredible.
Yeah, I mean, our top six was, almost, not horrible, but not to our likings in the first, 30 minutes of the game. And, they kept us in it. That fourth line went out there every time. And, they're in the ozone the whole shift and dominating. So, I mean, that's just when you see those guys go to work like that and they don't get, credited for any goals. But, they know, and, our whole team and locker room knows that, the win comes out of them. And, I know we can do it without them.
What do you sense was the key to victory? What sort of turned things around in your favor as you try to assess this victory?
I think we just stuck with it. That's what, good teams, great teams find a way to do. It's, they got a ton of skill. I haven't seen a team like that for, a long time. And it's just, when hard work can beat skill, So, I mean, I think that's just what we did. And, stuck with it. We were getting, bullied around a bit, but I think we just stuck with it, and got back at them, and just capitalized when we could.
This is probably an easy question to answer, but how excited are you for tomorrow in front of probably a sold out crowd here at CN Center against one of the top teams in the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's been marked on my calendar for sure, and I'm sure all my other teammates, it's going to be super exciting, super good cause, and at the end of the day, we just want to they're going to be really hungry, so we're going to have to match that and build off the crowd's energy.
All the best to you for the second half of the doubleheader. Great game.
Thanks, guys.